We're talking with Julie Danilek. She's the author of Meals That Heal Inflammation, and you're working on a new book, Julie. I remember when your first book came out, and I was thrilled to see it because it was really focused on foods and really focused on helping people use foods to reduce inflammation and heal their illnesses. What has been the result of that book, in people's lives? What have they come back and told you?
I have had thousands of testimonials. I am floored at the kindness of people telling me how great the book is. I have a couple of great stories to share. I have Kelly Kirby, who's actually from the west coast of Canada, and I met her in the Vancouver area. And she had terrible, crippling rheumatoid arthritis. And her C-reactive protein, the CRP count, which is a measure of inflammation in the blood, was coming back at 17, which means that she's in critical pain. She's just, having such horrendous inflammation. And by working with her over a course of 6 months and putting her through her paces, I have a beautiful transformation program where I put really serious pain patients through the anti-inflammatory program with support. So I'm on the phone coaching them. And within that time frame, her CRP dropped to 1.4. Like, that is just miraculous. And she was able to taper off her very serious rheumatoid arthritis drugs. So just to give people hope that that's possible for them, because she's not the only one. Like, whether it's, I've had people with their lupus go into remission, improvement on multiple sclerosis. I've had just beautiful conversations with people who've lost dramatic weight without the diet. Because I hate dieting because it's a short prison sentence. It's like food prison that you can't wait to break out of. Where this is so much, this gives you freedom. This teaches you kind of a live it versus a diet, so that you have food that's delicious and that you can embrace for a lifetime, And I'm so excited. Marg Stahlbaum comes to mind. She lost 130 pounds. That's like another person. She actually lost that over the course of a year, very safely, embracing these anti-inflammatory foods and without heavy caloric restriction, which is really important.
So what is the key to balancing hormones and reducing our inflammation, with foods?
Well, the big key that I have to say is we can't get around the importance of focusing back on produce. We evolved those 200,000 years eating massive amounts of produce because that's what we had. So eating plants is key. Even if you're a heavy meat eater, you've got to balance that act, because meat is extremely acidic to the body. You've got to have the alkalinity coming in with all the minerals and trace minerals available to you through produce, through the plants. So I want people to eat those 7 to 10 veggies and 3 fruits every single day. And that takes up so much space that you have very little room for anything else. And for those of you who suffer from digestive inflammation, you're going to say to me, I can't eat that way. If I eat that way, I get a stomach ache. And I understand it's a lot of fiber, but by really blending it, or by roasting it off, or by cooking it into a soup and adding a lot of warming spices to it, then you're able to digest it. Because when I had severe colitis, I couldn't eat any raw vegetation. I had to go 2 years without one raw vegetable passing my lips. But once you have your digestive system healed, you'll be able to put more and more raw back in, and then we really take off. So if you want your meat, please just balance it. I want that 80-20 rule where you're having your meat on your plate, but then the 80%, the rest of your plate, is just brimming with the alkaline produce to really make sure that you can stay strong and have all the minerals you need to heal.
Are there certain vegetables that are more alkalizing than others?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, one that I'd really like to focus on, especially for hormonal balance, is the cruciferous family of plants. So please consider focusing all your energy on, not all your energy, obviously you want to balance, but I really want to have some cruciferous veggies in you every single day, whether it be arugula or broccoli or cauliflower or cabbage or kale or rapini or, there's also radishes. There's so many in that whole family, but they have the sulfur that helps the liver run correctly. It helps to actually detoxify a lot of your harmful negative foods that you may have encountered, a lot of the drugs that you've encountered, and help to keep your hormones balanced. They ensure that you detoxify your liver in the correct way to get rid of excess estrogen, which is so important. It also protects the prostate in men, so I can't stress it enough. That whole, and they're very, very alkalizing, that entire group is great. But if you have a thyroid imbalance, ladies, make sure to cook those cruciferous veggies, because when you hit them with heat, you denature the goitrogenic properties within those plants, making them so much safer if you have a thyroid imbalance. Now, not to be scared of kale chips, because I do know that a lot of people love raw cruciferous veggies, but just to be mindful if you have severe thyroid issues, that we just want to cook quite a few of the cruciferous veggies to ensure that we don't bombard our poor thyroid glands.
And Julie, what happens when we improve our thyroid function as a result of the foods that we're taking?
Yeah. When we improve our thyroid, everything starts to work. Our brain picks up, our moods pick up, our temperature in our body goes up. That's a really great way to know whether you have a thyroid imbalance. Even if you have really good blood work, just take your temperature in the morning. If it's even 0.1 or 0.2 degrees below normal, then you're concerned that maybe you have suboptimal thyroid function, which is causing you to have lower immunity and also causing you to have a problem burning your calories as fuel. So a lot of people with slow metabolism, we want to get that thyroid revved as high as possible. And that's why I really want you to kick in the seaweed, make sure you've got lots of iodine in your diet. I really like the east coast of Canada for seaweed because they don't have any Fukushima issues there. And they have delicious dulse that you can buy. I also want people to really focus in on really good quality, like Hawaiian spirulina. Big fan of that because it's a wonderful source of all those vitamins and minerals that your thyroid needs. Selenium is incredible as well. Consider Brazil nuts is a great food for your thyroid. And for any of you who really need serious help, like if you're on Synthroid and it's not working for you, I really like to also consider a supplement like ThyroSense that has all those things I talked about in it. And it also has some very powerful herbs like ashwagandha that helps to convert your T4 into T3 so that it's active in your body so that you're able to truly have the energy you deserve.
And Julie, how many people do you find don't have the energy that they need to get through the day that are coming to talk to you, and how much of a difference does that food make to them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously, I'm not going to lie. When people first meet me, at least 8 out of 10 my clients need more energy. And I can run on like 6 hours a night and be just through the roof in energy. And a big part of that is making sure you have enough minerals. You know, are you having coconut water instead of having coffee? Those little changes just to give your body a break. I'm not saying that you have to eliminate all coffee, but if you are going to have coffee, is it organic? Is it fair trade? Those are very important things because the rancidity of the old standard coffee that you get I'm not going to dog any specific restaurant, but when you walk into a standard place, a lot of the coffee has been weeks old. It's been ground months ago, and it's sprayed with pesticides. That actually really impacts how your body metabolizes that. So if you are going to enjoy a coffee, make sure, please, you know, shop in a great healthy store that provides good quality, freshly roasted coffee, and then move to some adaptogens. You know, I love Adrenasense from Preferred Nutrition because it's got all those things to help you with that energy, or the Anti-Stress by Brad King. Those kind of products are so cool because you're getting the core level adaptogenic herbs, and those are herbs that help you adapt to the level of stress that you're going through that's causing your fatigue in the first place.
Julie, you know, when people think about inflammation, sometimes it's as a result of injuries. Are there certain foods that they should be eating that will reduce that kind of inflammation?
Yeah, the number one food that I've come across that's very, very helpful for injury, manganese. You know, magnesium is always talked about. Of course, you need magnesium if you're injured. It's very helpful for a reduction of muscle pain, and it's going to really help you get a deep, deep sleep. But it's also, which of course, by the way, magnesium is found in like almonds and, cashews and halibut and spinach and pumpkin seeds. There's lots of good sources of it. But if you need a serious magnesium boost, you know, something like the MagSense is also helpful. But another one that shocks a lot of people is manganese is very good for soft tissue injuries. And therefore, one of the highest sources of manganese on the planet is actually hemp hearts. Mm. It's off the charts. And I love hemp hearts because it's so hormonally balancing. It's got that GLA, that special form of omega-6 that helps women with their PMS, with their hot flashes. It also has omega-3 in there, which I can't stress enough is extremely important for cell communication and hormonal balance. And then it also has the manganese and the magnesium in there too. So there's just so many great options out there. And the great news is hemp hearts taste creamy and delicious, and they're easy to sprinkle in soups and salads and smoothies and you name it. It's just beautiful.
Julie, one of the things that I really liked about your books are the incredible pictures. I mean, there's some nice words, let's face it, but the pictures are awesome. And I'm just wondering, you're doing this new book now on hormonal health and meals. What kind of pictures are you taking? What kind of foods are you cooking?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've started to work with one of the best food photographers in Canada, and he's blowing my mind because I've done all my food photography in the last two books, mm-hmm. and he's taking it to such an elevated level that I hope that people just want to eat the cookbook. It's so beautiful. And what we're cooking up, one of the great ones that we've got photographing right now, they're having to approve it as we speak. It's so funny. They're walking over images and I'm nodding at them. Is the fermentation page. And I just want to bring it back to hormonal balance. The fermentation page where I show off three of my fermented recipes. These are absolutely brilliant because they're rich in the probiotics that help to balance your hormones. The bacteria that inhibits your that takes up your whole digestive lining actually helps to prevent estrogen dominance. It helps to carry out the estrogen out of your body so it doesn't get recycled. So please enjoy more sauerkraut, more kimchi, and more what I like to call beet kvass. And these are all gorgeous fermented foods that not only have zippy flavor and taste like a regular pickle, but are going to be brimming with these probiotics. I also make a really great probiotic yogurt in the book, but it's instead of using standard dairy, which can be inflammatory for some people, I'm using a combination of cashews and coconut to give people that same rich, fatty mouthfeel, but zero allergens, which I'm really excited to bring people for sure. Can't wait to release that recipe.
Julie, we're right out of time. I'm wondering if you can just sum up what we've been talking about and tell people about your books and where they can get them.
Sure. So for anyone who's got inflammation or hormonal imbalance, we want to focus back on all these anti-inflammatory plants. And that goes for anyone who's paleo. We want to make sure that you buffer yourself and you have all the stuff you need to heal and also embrace all those adaptogenic plants, adaptogenic herbs. And if you want to know more, I've got a beautiful 5-day free course. It's an anti-inflammatory free course that's available on my website at juliedanilak.com. And you can also get me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Julie Danilak. And I'll give you tons of beautiful recipes and wonderful support.
Julie, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been great having you again.
Thank you. Amazing. Talk to you soon, Dave. Okay. Take care.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Yaling Liu.